Hey guys, welcome to the Liberal Hive Mind, a channel solely focused on exposing the abundant hypocrisy of the left. Alright, so we're on day 6 as I'm recording this video. It's been officially 6 days since the event occurred, and yep, I'm gonna say pretty much the exact same thing I have been saying, maybe just paraphrased in different words. More information drops, and we're just more confused and have more questions. We got some more absolutely mind-boggling information to cover. Again, the more information that drops, the more cynical I become. The more obvious it seems that the worst possible answer here might be the right one. And let me show you guys exactly what I mean by that, but this video is actually brought to you guys by a great sponsor, so let's play that clip. This video is brought to you guys by Ground News. Friends, you know I don't like taking too many sponsorship deals, but this is one that I have no issue with, because this is a company that not only I approve of, but it's a product that I'm signed up for and I actively use. Ground News is the greatest news aggregator on the internet. If I'm trying to keep up to date with what's going on, if I'm waking up in the morning with videos to record, if I need to jump into the topics, then Ground News is one of my go-to places. And my favorite feature happens to be the blind spot tool. All you do is scroll up to the website and click this button right over here, and all of a sudden you can see all the news stories, but even beyond that, you can actually see in visual form what the left-wing media is choosing to ignore. Here's a perfect example. We've got a very important headline here, an update surrounding the attempt on Donald Trump's life. Law enforcement spotted Trump shooter nearly 30 minutes before shots fired, NBC affiliate reports, and if you take a look at the bottom bars, you'll notice that the left-wing media is totally ignoring this story. Only 7% of the articles written on this topic are coming from partisan left-wing sources. It's simply a great website, folks. I wouldn't say that if I didn't believe it. I personally endorse and use Ground News, and if you guys want to join, here's the good news. Thanks to this amazing partnership, you guys, Liberal Hive Mind viewers, can take advantage of this special offer and get 40% off the Vantage Plan subscription at Ground News by clicking the link down below in the description. And yep, you heard me right, that's 40% off their Vantage Plan subscription. So what are you waiting for? Click the link so you can stay informed on all the topics Brian Stelter doesn't want you to do your own research on. A huge thank you to Ground News. Now back to the video. All right, folks, so let's first start off with the latest report from CNN. We're simply going to play the clip and then let's have a conversation. Take a look.
Aaron, there's been some developments as the investigation has progressed. You know, what the investigators are telling us is, as far as a motive, a manifesto, the reasoning behind this, the suspect is still a blank slate. But what they have developed is a lot of the background about what happened that day. They know that he went to his employer at the nursing home where he works as a dietary specialist before this and said, "I need Saturday off. I have something important to do." But he told his coworkers, "I'll see you on Sunday." So he changed his days off, presumably for this. We also understand that when he got to the fairgrounds where this rally was being held for Donald Trump, the first thing that puts him on the radar of security people is near the magnetometer area where they're screening people in. He's carrying in his hand a rangefinder. It's a device that looks like a small pair of binoculars, but it's used by shooters to measure the distance when they're setting up a long-distance shot. Because he didn't have a weapon, that would not have prevented him to go through security. But they did flag, what does he have this in his hand for? At that point, they told people, keep an eye on this guy. But then he leaves the secure area, the staging area, and he doesn't turn up again for some time until the crowd says there's a guy crawling up the roof, and it appears he has a rifle. There is an eerie moment in here, Aaron, where he's taking the rangefinder and he's looking through it at the counter-sniper positions. And one of the counter-sniper positions is looking at him through the scope. At this point, there's not a gun in the picture, as I understand it, but they're saying he's looking at us, looking at him. Then when people alert the police and they try to come up the ladder to get him, and he confronts them with the AR-15 gun, they dive for cover. And then a moment later, he opens fire. But a lot of this sounds very spread out. The end of it happens very quickly. The last piece is the search of the car. As we reported last night, two remote-controlled IEDs, remote-controlled bombs in the car. The remote control for those devices found on his person on the roof, according to sources. Three fully loaded magazines with nearly 100 rounds, a bulletproof vest. So it raises the question, did he expect to escape from this? And if so, what was all that intended for? What was to happen next? questions that are still open in the minds of these investigators.
So some of the information that was repeated there is stuff we've already spoken about, but not all. One of the first things reported there has to be the most shocking. Supposedly, the perpetrator, earlier that day, went through a Secret Service security checkpoint with his rangefinder, and he was apparently spotted scoping out the counter-sniper position. So we previously played a clip where it was a bunch of rally-goers who had spotted him supposedly looking through a rangefinder, and that already was shocking enough, but that wasn't nearly as damning for the Secret Service as this is. You know, given the previous context, there's an element of plausible deniability. If it's just rallygoers who spotted him, did they report it? Did they not report it? Did they report it in time? There's all kinds of factors that could be at play. But now we're talking about something completely different. We're talking about the Secret Service having spotted this individual with a rangefinder. They let him in with said rangefinder, and apparently even saw him doing reconnaissance work on the counter sniper position, and all they did was note it off as suspicious. Let's keep an eye on him. And that's where it gets even more frustrating and more confusing. They then proceeded to do what? Literally not keep an eye on him. Oh, here's this suspicious character. With a tool that shooters use at a presidential rally, just casually pinging the distance of the counter-sniper location on top of the adjacent roof. Nothing to see here. Seems a little suspicious. Let me continue to eat this hot dog and drink my grape soda. How is it possible that he was allowed in with a rangefinder? Is he in all of his golf gear? Is he a frickin' caddy who just got off work at a golf course across the street? Obviously not. The questions here keep mounting. How was this kid able to assume that position with all of the stuff that he was doing? I'm just gonna insert this little comedy skit right over here.
So, we're gonna do a little test here to see if you guys can notice anything in my video. Okay, so pay close attention. We'll be right back. You guys notice anything? Is it something that's visible? Can you see this? This is what they missed. The Secret Service missed this.
Now, obviously, the clip is a little bit exaggerated. It's purposely hyperbolic because it's supposed to be a joke, but in a certain way, it kind of highlights the absurdity of it all now, doesn't it? It's all just so insane and so completely unbelievable. You know, again, I'm going to preface by saying this. I'm not making any statement as a matter of fact. I think I'm simply feeling like everybody else is feeling. Searching for a logical explanation. Look, I don't want to be cynical. I don't want to always automatically assume the darkest scenario. But in this case, frankly, you have to have your own head up your behind to ignore the glaring issues. And the more we learn, the more issues arise. We're now also learning that it's possible that the shooter had an accomplice. Some people are talking about multiple shots being fired. I wouldn't go that far. The only evidence that people are showing so far is a picture of a water tower. Supposedly shots came from that Pennsylvania water tower. They're pointing to this video right over here.
That chart's a couple of months old, and if you want to really see something that's sad, take a look at what happened.
It seems as though there's some sort of anomaly on top of the tower, but really it's grainy footage, and the camera's moving. Some people are convinced that this is a person, but actually it's just a star that's painted on top of the water tower, or rather painted on the side, and then there's that little cap on top. I got a high-resolution photo of the water tower just to show you guys, so I'm not going as far to suggest that there was a second shooter. I think, honestly, at this point, that's completely ridiculous. But what is raising questions, and I don't know exactly where this is gonna lead, but I'll show it to you guys, and it's highly suspicious, supposedly. A transmitter was found in the perpetrator's possession after the threat was taken down. Take a look at this clip from Matt Tardio, a retired Green Beret.
Things just got more weird for the President Trump assassination attempt. Right down here below is a transmitter, and we're about to talk about why that is a huge flipping deal. For those that don't know, my name is Matt Tardio. I'm a retired Green Beret and prior law enforcement officer, and I happen to be an explosives expert on top of all that. So what does that transmitter have to do with the explosives found inside the vehicle, and what does it tell us about the suspect? So obviously he presses a series of buttons on the transmitter, which then goes towards the receiver. It then sends out an electrical impulse, which then runs through the charge and detonates it. Now that electrical impulse that's sent out by the receiver, or in this case, we're gonna call it the switch, is not enough to set off the main charge. That, my friends, is why electric blasting caps exist. Now, if that's the case, and he actually had his explosive devices rigged up to an electric blasting cap, he could have acquired them one of two ways. The first way is he could have made them. Precursors are readily available at numerous places here inside of the United States, and truthfully, I've even had them sent to my front door off of Amazon. Now, he could have taken those precursors and mixed his own explosives out of it and made his own electric blasting cap. Only problem is, in order to do that, it requires a very precise formula, and it's highly volatile when you're making and drying it. But I want you to look at it from a foreign actor's perspective. If you are going to be training somebody and giving them the means in order to do what this gentleman did, would you want them to have a social media platform? Answer is no, because all they have to do is make one dumbass comment and the whole thing is going to get tipped off to law enforcement. So you would want to recruit somebody like him who has been picked on in school, likely has a couple mental issues, but also has no real social media presence and likely gets his interactions online through different platforms like, I don't know, say 4chan or Reddit. Once they've got him recruited, then they just need to talk to him. Once they're talking to him, either through, you know, emails, private messaging, whatever, right? There's a million different ways to do it. They don't even have to meet up with the guy. They can just give him a series of tasks. And then once he completes those tasks and they know he's good to go, then they can start dead dropping him the different things that he needed in order to conduct this attack. This whole thing looks shady as hell.
You know, again, going right back to that same point, the more information that drops, the more questions I have. Something just isn't right. Or as I keep saying, the whole thing is simply unbelievable. Now, those are the latest updates. I want to finish off this video just by showing you guys two reenactment videos, just to show you how close of a call these shots were. Some people on the internet really put it into visual form. Just take a look at how close of a call it was.
Take a look what happened.
How crazy is it when you put it into perspective? Half an inch closer, and American history would have been altered forever. And probably not in a good way. A literal bullet was dodged, and thank heavens for that. Anyways, that's what I got for you guys on this one. Thanks for watching, friends, and I'll see you on the next one.